Friends, Romans, countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Oh, morena, Zoe.
Morena, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Pretty good. I've got this really budget piece of paper here.
Give it a rattle, a bit of ASMR, yeah. There you go.
Oh, oh God, Zoe, no.
It's too much. No,
sorry.
It's too much.
I love that you've used Sharpie as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big, bold energy. I like it. Hey, what is going on in theatre at the moment?
Well, I mean, it's pretty wild out there, and it does feel a bit odd talking about events when the government is saying, you know, restrict them. But a lot of the Auckland Arts Festival has been cancelled, so rest assured that these two events I'm going to talk about, you know, they've got the okay.
Yeah.
But obviously, totally your choice whether you go to see a show or not. But if you do still really want to, we had Scotty Cotter come up to the show before to talk about Babel.
Yeah.
And that is one of the shows that are still going ahead.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
Which sounds really cool and probably quite timely because as it is, it's about just that constant hum of social media and just always being moving. And I'm definitely feeling like that right now. Like social media is just on all the time. So that could be good to maybe get some tips on how to just chill out and like stay still and
get some quiet time.
Hardcore. So where is that on it?
That's at the Mangere Arts Centre. And I think tonight is the last time because you could go see it.
Yeah.
They're updating it almost every hour.
Cool.
So if you are keen for some theatre, definitely
keep your eye on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Scotty Cotter was lovely chatting about that
as
well.
He's such a nice guy.
Either way, go back and listen to that in the B-cast. It was on Culture Club about 2 weeks ago now, I think.
Three.
Yeah. So go have a listen to that because he was just really fascinating talking about it as well.
Yeah. And it's got lots of, I think it's a cast of 20 and they're all young people, like teenagers and kids. So nice to support them as well.
Hard out. What else is going on?
This one sounds really cool. It's called 8 Songs for a Mad King.
Ooh.
It's a new opera. And it's written by New Zealand. It's a new New Zealand opera. It's on at 8:30 tonight at the Alan Melville Centre. And it's basically, it's about this king who becomes a modern day everyman.
Cool.
And is sort of, he's dealing with that change. It explores the relationship between mental health and power. And the score is derived or inspired by the songs King George III played on his mechanical organ.
Oh, wow. Okay, there we go.
So pretty exciting.
That sounds cool. And that's at the Alan Melville Centre.
Yeah.
But yeah, as you're saying, keep an eye on all of their social media and messaging around that and stuff. And if you don't feel well, don't head along. But if you're feeling like you can, then go and support if that's something you can do. Hey, thank you very much, Zoe.
That's all good.
Massive legend that you are. Cheers for that one on Theatre Guide.
See ya.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
It certainly was. And this